Have your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846-4CA.
Now, just briefly, I'll go to the story here. It's page 3 of the Cairns Post today. An adult green turtle faces a 12-month recovery after she was found speared by hunters. This is Green Island, speared by hunters. Now, after stepping off a plane from Melbourne, Cairns Turtle Rehab Centre co-founder Jenny Gilbert responded to a call that a turtle had been found struggling at Green Island. I won't go through all the details. The female turtle, tentatively nicknamed Shelley, was rescued by staff from tourism operator Great Adventures, taken to Marineland Green Island until she was able to be transported to Northern Beaches Vet Clinic. And Jenny said, illegal hunting is a prevalent problem. We've had a few turtles with spear wounds come in. I won't come on with all the details of this one. The surgery was successful, apparently, but she faces a long recovery, this turtle, before she can be released back into the wild. Look, the reality is this is not a new event. It's been going on for years. It says here, turtles can be hunted by Aboriginal traditional owners in accordance with cultural practices under the Native Title Act, including in Green Island's no-take or green zone. Now, this has been so controversial for years. I'll get to another aspect of this. Can I just share with you what I picked up? It's a couple of years ago now, from tourists out there. As the tourist boat, and this was after one of the most wonderful days of the lives of the in the lives of these people from, I don't know, Japan and China and whatever. They'd had a day in paradise. It's heading back onto the boats and they're looking over the edge of the boat. Beautiful crystal clear waters they're expecting. Not on your life. The water was boiling red with blood. And these animals, these turtles, were being slaughtered by people who are obviously claiming they've got the right as Indigenous people. But the reality is there are still restrictions on where that can happen and when it can happen. And according, and Jenny talks about this here, there are things happening out there that should not be happening. So prepared to speak about this in the past once again, and very courageous, I've got to say, is the Federal Member for Leichhardt, Warren Inch, and he's on the line again today. Warren, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Here we go again. And you were talking about
this years ago. I've raised this time and time and time again. And, you know, there is no excuse for it. I mean, you're right there. We've been numerous examples where visitors to Green Island have been standing and made sick in the guts when these clowns have come in there and just ripped the guts out of a turtle on the beach in front of them and then just dumped all the remains there and took off. It's not just the turtles, though. You know, the big, well, the big fish, they're very, very quiet. You know, they're not used to, you know, people coming up there and sort of in the water with them, looking at them, enjoying them. The clams, the big clams there, etc. They're not, you know, the reality is there. And then suddenly, you know, they don't dare the difference with somebody standing there looking at them and admiring them, or some other somebody comes in with a spear or whatever and butchers them. And so it is an area that is a no-take. I mean, I've spoken to traditional owners who have told me that traditionally it's an area where they shouldn't be taking from. I've been told that on numerous occasions.
Yes.
But these clowns do it not because they need to do it, not because they can. Mm. You know, they do it because they can, and it's their way of sticking it up the nose of everybody else. It's the same as these ones that I've got using, you know, they ban all the nets in the inlet, for example, or commercial fishing. Put them all, shut them all down. But, you know, if an Indigenous person has a net, they can put it in and they can catch those fish. And my argument always has been that's not traditional. I still have a net that was specifically made to catch dugong. Mm. I still have that dugong net. And some years ago, you'd remember there was a number of dugong carcasses that were recovered by the Navy that had been trapped in a net that had been set in the inlet. Now, what I'm saying is that, you know, it's sad to hear and very distressing to hear that it's still happening. I am aware of the families that are involved in doing this, and basically there's no, other than the fact that they can do it because they can, there's no ceremony or anything like that. You know, they're earning good enough income that they can afford to buy something, buy food if they need it, or they're paid sufficient amount, but they still do it just to thumb their nose at authority. And so I think it's time. I have reached out to fisheries and others and to the marine parks, who will, if somebody just drifts near a green zone, they'll be onto them like a ton of bricks and punish them. I've raised concerns about this, but because they claim to do it in the name of traditional hunting, for some reason or other, they're reluctant to do something. And so I think what we need to do now is maybe show these authorities that are doing nothing and allowing it to happen. We should maybe call on some of the ranger groups there. We've got some really capable ranger groups there. Maybe it's time that they started to step up on this as well. And I would certainly be reaching out to them and say, why don't you do this? Why don't you guys, you know, protect these as well? I mean, it's all part of our land and sea management, and work with the authorities and stop it from happening, because it is totally, there's been a bit of a hiatus on it for a while, but now that it's real, and you know, I've got to say to you, generally, I've seen many turtles hunted. They don't use spear guns to hunt them. They generally jump in the water and they flip them up into the boat by hand. They do not use spear guns. And again, had a look at it. It is a stainless steel spearhead. Where is the traditional element of that? Mm. It's just bloody cruel, and it's just totally inappropriate. Mm. And we really need to take a stand on it. I've got no issue at all for hunting for cultural and traditional purposes, but I have a real issue with these clowns that come in here and abuse their rights. And it's a bad reflection on everybody. And around Green Island, you know, they go there because they haven't got the capacity to go out and hunt normally. Obviously, they're no serious hunter, because they wait and effectively pick up these animals that are used to seeing humans around. They're very, very tame, and they're just open slather. Mm. So I really feel for these creatures. I feel for Jenny has got a Gilbert who's got to pick up the mess and try and recover it. Mm. You know, and it's not cheap as well to do this, you know, 12 months of rehabilitation. Mm. It's got to be fed, it's got to be housed, it's got to be accommodated, and these clowns just go off and do something else. And so I'll be calling on these ranger groups around. They would know who the people are involved, and they need to, you know, insist that these people are held accountable.
Very well said, and very courageous as always. Good on you, Warren. Thank you.
Thanks, John. All the best.
Warren Inch is the Federal Member for Leichhardt,